Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished professional from Gurgaon, India, Mr. Rajat Jain. Rajat, welcome to the show. Rajat is the founder director of PadUp Ventures and an independent director on various boards. He's a trustee on Make-A-Wish Foundation, and he's earlier with Xerox, Walt Disney, Sony, and other companies. So Rajat, before we start, tell me a little bit about your own journey in brief.
Hi, Ashutosh. Thanks for this opportunity. In brief, I am an engineer, MBA, worked in corporate India for about almost 30 years. And then I kind of moved from what I call from profit to relevance about 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 50 or so, I switched to doing something which was much closer to my heart, mm-hmm. which is to mentor early stage young entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and help them in building the business, or let's put it, padding them up for the next innings. Mm-hmm. And that's what PadUp Ventures does. In addition, you know, like you mentioned, I'm on a bunch of not-for-profit boards, including not only Make-A-Wish, but also Education and Health Foundation, mm-hmm. and the Braj Foundation in Vrindavan, and a little bit of independent director roles as well, which keeps me, again, relevant in corporate India. Mm-hmm. So yes, you know, it's a journey of learning. It's a journey of understanding the world through working across both private sector in Indian companies, multinationals, small companies, large companies, promoter-owned. And I even did a startup, called Mobile to Win, in between trying my hand at the entrepreneurial bit, and was able to exit that, you know, in a few years. Of course, it had a tumultuous journey of its own. And I then came back to the corporate world as the managing director.
And in your corporate journey, what is the best advice you would have received from a boss, a mentor, or a subordinate?
So I think let's start with the subordinate. So you get different pieces of advices, mm-hmm. you know, all the time. I guess, you know, bosses advise you all the time. Subordinates sometimes advise you. And what you remember a lot more is what you learn from people below you. And I have worked closely with several teams in my career, and you know, some of them very high caliber professionals. I mean, these people happen to be subordinates just because they're born a few years after you. Otherwise, there's no real difference. And many of them, you know, have gone beyond where I could ever reach. So there were situations in business where things went wrong, and some people in the team needed to be told or chastised. And I have done that with my subordinates often, sometimes in group situations as well. And I was quickly given a feedback that, you know, the right thing to do is to praise publicly, but criticize privately. I didn't think of it as a very important principle until it got repeated, you know, and a similar messaging came back even from the HR folks. So actually, in my home where I've grown up, there's no concept of privately criticizing. You know, everybody got it in front of everybody else. But I think that doesn't work in corporate life. So I think that's one important message. As far as bosses are concerned, I think, you know, one has been in ups and downs and highs and lows, and you know, the best advice that we always get is, you know, this too shall pass. And I think this happened also during COVID, when pandemic was here and nobody really knew what to do about it. And it was, you know, one of the most unprecedented times in everybody's lives. But the fact is that, this too shall pass, and it did. So I think it's about maintaining your calm and peace in ups and downs. And this applies as much to business as it does to your life, probably. Mm. Yeah.
Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about PadUp Ventures. Tell me, what do you do in PadUp Ventures, and what is the kind of work that you are doing there? Mentoring and, of course, supporting startups.
So, Ashutosh, yeah, PadUp is basically a open architecture mentoring platform, and it has had a journey of its own. It's got built over the last 8 or 9 years. We started in 2015. Basically, you know, the challenge that we realized in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, and you've been seeing it, you know, this the whole entrepreneurial ecosystem and the startup ecosystem has been blooming or blossoming in the last 10 years, including the push from the government, Prime Minister Modi, Startup India Drive, you know, Startup India campaign, and then Invest India and Startup India organizations, and thousands or tens of thousands of crores being allocated for it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that, you know, when we studied the failure rate of startups, early stage startups, you know, it's upwards of 95%. So in the first 5 years, which means that the mortality of companies, young companies, is more than 95% in the first 5 years. So no more than five companies survive. And when we look at international benchmarks, this number is a lot better. So we've tried to figure out what's the big difference. And we realized that one of the major differences is mentoring. In the Indian context, mentoring is typically understood to be voluntary, pro bono, unstructured. You meet somebody, you meet a friend, son or a son's friend, and you sit and spend an hour or two with him. You know, you are a mentor. You've given some advice.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, you have no stake in his success. You don't know where he goes, what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And you may see him 1 year later and you say, "Acha beta, kya hua?" And he'll say, "Haan, uncle, it's all fine." And that's about it. But mentoring is also a science.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided at PadUp to try and bring global best practice into mentoring. So there are two key things, mentoring and funding.
Mm-hmm.
I think funding ecosystem has developed with a lot of angel funds, you know, micro VCs, other VCs, private equity, and so on. But the mentoring ecosystem has not. And as you can well imagine, you know, you may get capital and get funded, but you know, how do you build a business?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that money? And that only comes from mentors. That mm-hmm. comes from people who've been there, done that, who are able to, who have the time and the inclination, the passion to guide you and
mm-hmm.
encourage you
mm-hmm.
and handhold you in your early stage, first 5-10 years, where the probability of death is very, very high. So that's what PadUp does. You know, we've created this platform. We mentor early stage startups. It's open architecture.
Mm-hmm.
It is open to people who are passionate about the startup ecosystem and who want to give back their knowledge and experience and expertise and wisdom and connections, and in some cases, capital, if
well
you wish
said.
To.
And you mentioned that, you know, funding is one challenge, but what are some of the other challenges you have encountered with early stage startups as a mentor?
So funding is definitely, you know, I don't think it's that much of a challenge. You know, if you talk to funds, they will tell you that finding the right companies is a challenge. They are not able to deploy funds. So Ashutosh, I think the point is, you know, obviously people who have capital want to put it in companies that have a business,
mm-hmm.
that companies that have a potential to build a scalable business, companies who are solving a problem at scale with mm-hmm. an innovative, differentiated solution. And one of the biggest challenges that we see is Indian entrepreneurs think that they know it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can do it themselves. They can read the Economic Times, read a few success stories, emulate them, and become successful. And that's the reason the mortality rate is 95-96%, because so many of them don't have a business. So
mm.
many of them don't have a differentiated product. So many of them are having a fanciful product which is not solving any problem at all, which means it doesn't have demand. And a lot of tech people, honestly, you know, are passionate about building a product or a platform or an app. They kind of don't realize that it has to be sold to somebody.
Mm.
There has to be a customer. There has to be a price. There has to be number of customers paying that price to create a business. And then you have to manage a P&L.
Mm.
So I think the challenges are about understanding how to build a business. You are 20 something. You've never done that before. You have great energy, great passion, great drive, desire to change the world. But it needs to be coupled with experience, with expertise, with knowledge, and with capital.
Mm.
And of course, in India and around the world, with relationships and network. And I think this is the combination that improves the probability of success, let's say. I mean, there are many other factors I haven't even addressed,
sure,
like environment, like COVID, for example.
Understand. And how do you select or vet an organization or a startup that before you decide to start mentoring them?
That's a very good question, Ashutosh. I think the success of PadUp lies a lot in selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more than 100,000 registered startups in India, and I would say perhaps an equal number that are not registered, right? When we mentor them, our model is to handhold them at least for the first 3, 4, 5 years. But the relationship with a mentor is such that it becomes a lifelong relationship, and we don't charge them anything, right? Mm-hmm. Now, so it becomes extremely critical for us to select companies that have something in them. You know, and we have a very, very deep process, data-driven process, where we get a bunch of input. When I say a bunch of input means, let's say 200 startups would apply to a particular program. We are right now doing a program with a large pharmaceutical company for them to look at innovations in their space. And, you know, X 100 people apply. And then there is a data-driven selection process where we would shortlist some of them. Maybe 50 or 60. And then we create panels of experts. We have a community called Friends of PadUp around us with about 200 passionate people across sectors, geographies, functions. We'll create panels of mentors or experts, and we will video interview these startups. Let's say 50 are interviewed, only 25 may clear that process. So from 200, we are down to 25. And this 25 will go into the mentoring program, the first program, which is a boot camp. And again, half will survive and half will not.
Well said.
So a little bit, Ashutosh, like the selection process at an IIT or an IIM, both of which I've attended. I think the real success is in the selection process.
Okay.
And then you top it up with this very high quality mentoring.
Well said. And once these people, these say 25 out of 200 come into PadUp, how does it improve significantly the survivability?
So, yes, I think, so first, of course, is selection. So let's say you've selected 1 out of 8 or 1 out of 10. Then, you know, Pankaj, who's my partner, you know, he spent time at MIT and Harvard understanding, you know, how the Bay Area ecosystem works in the early stage. And we've created this program, which we have copyrighted, called the PadUp Way. So it's a boot camp where these 25 companies will go into the 16-week program. And there is a step-by-step disciplined entrepreneurship process that they go through, starting with, you know, are you a profile who can be an entrepreneur? What is the real problem you're trying to solve? A lot of us jump to the solution first without thinking of the problem. So we are trying to get them to the basics and force them to think through kya problem solve kar rahe ho? What is the solution that you have? Is it innovative? Is this market big enough? Do you have the capability of addressing this market? And so on and so forth. So there are, let's say, 15 questions or 14 questions that will get answered, you know, one a week.
Right.
And you build a investable business. And then you get marked and scored. And this is how 25 will become 10 or 12 or 13. And they will then go in front of a bunch of investors to raise their first round of capital. So that's how. So it's a process of continuous screening. And from 200, you may get only, let's say, 8 or 9 companies or 10 companies that go beyond the 4th or 5th month. So the reality is, you know, our mission is to impact 1,000 startups over the next 7 or 8 years positively. And out of the 200, if only 10 go ahead, 190 don't. And we tell those 190, boss, you know, nahi hone wala hai ye. So there is no point spending 3 or 4 or 5 years and your money, your parents' money, friends and family. The program is, it's a scientific program telling you that this is not a business. So go do something else.
Well said. One more question relating to PadUp, and then I'll come back to a few questions to you. What are some of the most disruptive technologies or innovations you have seen come through PadUp?
So actually, innovations and technologies are coming from the startup itself. You know, we rarely try to change people's technologies because we are a tech startup incubator, but we are really a business incubator in that sense. But yes, we are focused on emerging technologies. We are seeing, you know, technologies in the area of medical health. We are seeing technologies in anti-money laundering, financial services. We are seeing great technologies in data privacy and authentication of certification. This is now, I'm kind of giving you the end use, but the underlying technology in one case is blockchain.
Sure.
In the other case is artificial intelligence. In the third case is an IoT device. So the technologies we kind of operate in are these bunch of emerging technologies like IoT, blockchain, AI, machine learning, and so on. But the applications could be in the area of agri-tech, in the area of healthcare, medical devices, fintech or financial services, you know, innovations and so on. So we have about 35, 36 companies that are, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, you know, that have reached the third stage of our, of our program. We perhaps seen about 2000 companies. And about 250 odd companies have gone through our so-called boot camp, and 100 odd have cleared, or 120 may have cleared, and 70 or 80 of them have raised capital, and 30 of them have raised the next round. So ye ek progression hai jo chalta rahega, and we are committed to this for life.
Wonderful. I have time for two more questions for you.
Please.
My next is, how do you manage your time with such a vast and diverse portfolio, on the one hand, mentoring startups and managing PadUp, and then sitting on several boards?
Yeah, so so one thing they definitely teach you in the corporate world is time management. I think all our lives are about managing your time. You know, you have different passions, you have different desires, you want to do so many things. And obviously, all of us know that time is finite and time is limited. So, you know, I had decided that when I turned 50, I would want to step out and do something else. And this is what, you know, it's turning out to be. I'm extremely passionate about traveling, discovery, experimentation, a little bit on the edge. So I took that as my second bucket. And the third bucket is my own continuous learning, you know, which is where the boards and a diversity of boards comes in, because that forces me, or that allows me, to learn from the environment. So the way I have said to myself is, you know, I need to split my time three ways, in three buckets. Make it very simple: 100 days of travel, 100 days of PadUp, and 100 days of boards. And I try to kind of monitor that and allocate my time consciously, in that fashion. Because I think I derive my energy from all three. And in fact, I drive energy from PadUp, and I give it to the boards. I get something from boards. I bring it back to my travel ecosystem. And as you travel the world or whatever, you know, with friends, with relatives, with groups or solo, you learn a lot, and you bring that to your companies and your boards. So I think it's an enjoyable one third split.
You know, that's very unique, because I've heard of time management, but this is a great example you've given of one third. That's really amazing. And Rajat, my last question to you, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. A lot of them are young, aspiring young entrepreneurs. What would you say are three pieces of advice you would offer to these young people when it comes to managing their careers or managing their startups?
So I think, you know, the first piece of advice will be very, very important is listening.
Sorry?
Is listening.
Okay.
A lot of us, you know, talk and talk, and we want to talk all that we know, but we forget that we should listen. There is no conversation if everybody is talking and nobody is listening. And I really feel that a lot of people that I meet forget this fundamental principle, that if there is a conversation, you talk for 30% of the time and listen 70% of the time. Normally, it's the reverse. So I think listening is key. to learning,
mm-hmm.
to constantly growing, and to building relationships.
Yeah,
I think that's that. That's one big advice. The second, I think, will be experiment with yourself and try to understand who you are. You know, again, we, and I'm not giving you the regular, you know, communicate well and all of that and leadership skills. I think I'll talk about that. But experimenting with yourself to figure out who you are and what are you good at. I think we want to do something aspirationally. We are good at something else. And something else makes me happy. And these are typically three different things. And I encourage people to say, experiment with yourself, understand and recognize your likes and dislikes. And then invest in areas that you love. And how do you kind of come to an intersection of these three is what will make your life meaningful and happy for 100 years or 50 years or 80 years. So rather than living it in blocks of 2 years or 1 year or 3 years,
right,
you live it in blocks of 20 years and invest which makes you happy, what you love, what makes you money, and what you're good at. I think, I hope I'm able to make some sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense.
And I think the last thing really is, you know, is communication. I think there is no place to go without communication. And in today's world, even written communication is becoming critical, multilingual communication. So building your skills and and I think in a way, listening is part of communication, honestly, Ash. You know, agar aap communicate nahi kar sakte, to kuch nahi ho sakta. So communication, listening, focusing on the right thing that you want to do, experiment with yourself, and maybe, you know, in nowadays, you know, follow your dreams. 30 years ago, when I was passing out of IIM, my dad said, you know, go get a job quickly, get settled, get married. There was no question of, quote unquote, follow your dreams or whatever else.
Yeah.
I think the world has changed now. Opportunities have changed. We've become a global place. So follow your dreams, try it out.
Wonderful. And on that note, Rajat, and your three amazing lessons, I love the first one, which is listening is so critical. It's critical to learn and grow. Second, you said, was experiment with yourself, basically to understand and learn who you are. And the third one you said was communication is very critical. And you said, follow your dream, which I think is so right. I think I'm probably older than you, but of a similar vintage. And I think most people of our generation really had to go out and start working soon after we finished business school.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for speaking to me about PadUp Ventures and all the great work that you are doing for startups. Good luck with the with your plan of being wanting to mentor 1,000 startups. I'll keep looking out for you, and I'm sure our viewers and listeners will do the same. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I think I really enjoyed being on the platform, and all the very best to you and to the brand called You.
Thank you.
And stay in touch.
Thank you for listening to the brand called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.